This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind from the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550K Fire, from the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100, the flag. The oil capital of North Dakota is Tioga, North Dakota, home to KTGO, 1090 on your radio, and also KLTC in Dickinson. 1460 on your radio dial, the stations that bring you the What's on Your Mind radio program. And, of course, we also have the iHeartMedia apps and AM 1100 app, AM 1090 app. So you can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no matter where you are. Crystal clear. That's what we do. All right. Welcome back to the program. A couple of things. I want to just talk briefly about the coal situation. I mentioned this earlier. I forget if it was late last week or early this week, but what I had picked up on it was that there was some. I don't have anything officially at all from Great River Energy other than their comments, and Great River Energy owns the Coal Creek Station. A lot of our listeners are obviously concerned about this because the 1,000 jobs it could impact, understandably, and of course, not the least of which is. We need more power in the state of North Dakota, right? There's estimates of over 2,000 megawatts that is needed. This one plant, Coal Creek Station, is responsible for 1,150 megawatts. So if it is reduced, if it is sold, if it is, you know, shut down, whatever, there's uncertainty there. You just don't know exactly what's going to happen. My earlier intel suggested that maybe some of the commentary was more for, I don't know, the ears of the Minnesota political process than it was reality, that, you know, that too much was being read into the comments of Great River Energy. And as I've continued to say, is that true? Is that true? Do you think that's what it is? What I'm hearing is not necessarily. Not necessarily, you know, and that this is a real concern. So now there's some discussion of, I mean, here's the options as I hear them. Close the plant. Sell the plant, convert it to some other feedstock like gas. And what I'm hearing is the only option is to find a way to keep that plant operating. And if Great River Energy doesn't want to do it, would they sell it to MDU? Would they sell it to Basin? You know, and ultimately allow that to continue down that path. So I just wanted to update you on what, at least what I'm hearing, because there's a lot of different things going on. There's some wild rumors, which there always are in situations like this. I don't see much basis for the wild rumors. And a lot of the rumors, I think, have to do with a conversion to gas and some other things. But I also don't think it's time for happy talk. And that it's, you know, it's just some words being misinterpreted and everything's fine. I don't. It's a challenging environment for coal. We continue to say that. Here's the bottom line on coal. Number one, this. What did I just tell you? We need 2,000 megawatts of power. If you look at it, we need everything in the way of energy as a resource. This is the thing I even wish I could get folks in different industries to recognize. All of the above has to mean all of the above. Comprehensive energy solutions has to mean comprehensive energy solutions. So it can't be one wins at the expense of another. That will not work. And for coal, it's baseload. It's always on. It's always on. You can't guarantee that with other power sources. It'll always be on. So it has to be always on to be able to continue to provide for the needs. Then you build on the rest of the needs above that, of that baseload energy. That's what we talk about. So I'm hopeful that Coal Creek Station will continue to operate just like it is operating, maybe with a different person signing the checks. That's what I'm hopeful for right now, because a lot of lives are impacted by the operation of that, and we're thinking of you. You don't like seeing this stuff in the news. That would be detrimental to the economy of North Dakota, to have a significant reduction in the workforce there, not to mention the loss of 1,150 megawatts. Bad idea. So you know what I know, and we'll continue to follow this and dig into this as much as possible. Now, the next question I have to ask, and this comes from some listeners that are texting wondering what's going on here. Todd, why are you thinking that you need to construct a mural of Greta Thunberg on the side of a building in Bismarck? What is your thinking there?
It's something that Shane Balkowicz does a lot.
I heard it was you. I heard. Well, why can't I hear Todd? It's kind of weird.
Fake news, Scott Hannon.
I don't know, but I'm barely hearing you right now. Barely hearing you. You hearing him, Kevin?
And yeah, not good.
Oh, and Daniel's not hearing you. You better push some different buttons or something, because you're like faint. I've got my button pushed.
Wiggle the mic cord.
I'm going to go talk to Jeff, and we're going to try and work on Todd's microphone here, and I want to talk more about this this mural a little bit today on the program. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number on What's on Your Mind. Jeff, where are you calling from? Jamestown?
Yeah, the power company says they've been losing a lot of money on this plant. So why are they losing money? Is it competition? Is it the quality of the coal don't produce enough per ton? Or there's so many variables we don't get to hear about. All we hear is that they're losing money. Well, if it's the loser, who else is going to buy it? What would they do different? You can't have less labor or equipment or I don't know. There's too many variables we don't know about. Right?
Fair point. No question about it. Again, I think some people believe that the GRE is sort of swept up in Minnesota politics a little bit. So, again, coal is not exactly popular with the environmental extremists in Minnesota, despite the fact these people obviously benefit from affordable, reliable energy. For the life of me, I don't understand how, that isn't something that these utilities don't do a better job of explaining to their consumers. Okay, fine, we can go that route, but here's what is the potential that could happen, you know? So I don't know if that's what the thing we have to say to our investors to explain the dollars that it would cost to not be part of that plan anymore. I don't know. What you're saying is legitimate. I agree with you. If it is truly a economic loser, well, what are they doing wrong, and how could somebody else that swoops in do something different?
We need to know those. I was up to Stanton the other day on some business, and I was surprised at how the old Stanton place is totally gone. You wouldn't even know it was there. It's all been reclaimed and totally gone, and it is scaring the life out of those people that work up there when you can see how quickly that can go away.
Yeah, it should scare the life out of everybody that gets their electricity bill and wants, affordable, reliable energy. It should, because that has to be, again, we need more megawatts, not less. So, it's not a good situation at all. And I don't know that we're getting the full, there's full disclosure there from Great River Energy as to the decision making behind here. So,
That's what we'd like to have, full disclosure, so we can be informed, not sitting in the dark.
Yeah, good point, Jeff. Thank you for the call. I can hear Todd now.
What?
Yeah, there we go.
There he is.
He's
did nothing on my end, but that's all right. No, the Greta thing, I think that was something that Kevin wanted.
Oh, it's Kevin that's doing the mural.
Yeah, I sure is. Yeah, it's something that Shane Balkowicz is very talented at what he does, but thought, I'm going to put this on the side of my place. And, well, not everybody agrees, as you probably have heard. So the Greta Thunberg thing may actually end up in Fargo. Not that way. Oh,
why
please.
Wouldn't that surprise me?
It might be more accepted in Fargo than Bismarck. So
well,
that and other possibilities are being examined right now.
You could put it on the side of a building in Fargo. They probably gain more business from environmental extremists, I guess. But you
go
know, here's what I don't understand. All right. So the Shane, how do you say his last name?
Balkowicz.
So Shane Balkowicz, again, very talented, obviously.
Very, extremely.
And has this brick oven bakery, which is relatively new in downtown Bismarck. And he slaps up, decides to announce his plans to slap up a 7-foot mural of the Greta Thunberg, who is the poster child for environmental extremism. Okay? She is the poster
child. We decided it's Thunberg now. I keep hearing different pronunciations.
Emphasis on child.
Whatever she advocates for would mean the destruction of the North Dakota economy. I don't understand how this talented artist doesn't realize.
The text that came in, it's her dad saying all this, writing it, and then she's saying what her dad says to say is what the texter is indicating.
I've heard that, and we've talked about that before. But my point is, with Mr. Balkowicz here, you don't think this is going to be political? He says it's all about the art. It's not about the controversy. Well, I'm sorry if you put up art.
How quickly we forget Dapple.
This young girl who's, you know, advocating for the destruction of North Dakota's economy. Sorry, you're going to get blowback.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase. Simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement equipment auctions featuring late model John Deere R-Series four-wheel drive and track tractors, a 2019 DB60 corn planter, and more in Starbuck, Minnesota on March 12th. Then on March 21st and March 26th, Pfeiffer's will be offering an entire fleet of late model Case IH sprayers, quad tracks, 9230 combines, a Claus 750 combine, Challenger Series tractors, trucks, trailers, and more near Richardton in New England, North Dakota. For online bidding and complete details, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can help you with your bottom line. So if you're examining that bottom line, just saying, what can I move? What can I move? What can I do? I'd call H.A. Thompson & Sons, and they'll say, okay, here's the deal. Just like we do for 1,000 other buildings throughout the Northern Plains, we'll maintain your mechanical heating and cooling systems. You'll have one price. You'll have certainty. Something breaks down, we pay it. No more surprises. That's working for over 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains now. 1,000. Because they're a Link service contractor. H.A. Thompson & Sons. I want you to give them a call or check out their website, hatandsons.com. They'll take good care of you. Andrew in Dilworth, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Say, I listen every day and I hear Jim the flagpole guy. Well, there's a flag issue over in Fargo that I'd like to bring up, and that's at the old McDonald's on Main Avenue. They didn't take down their flags, and so the Stars and Stripes are flying 24 hours a day, and since there's no power there at the McDonald's anymore, it's flying in the dark at night. So I thought it would be important to say something. Yeah.
I'm glad you did. Why wouldn't they take them down? That's a little bizarre.
That seems kind of obvious. Take it down.
Unless you're going to light it up.
So, one other question, Scott, I have for you. Did you go to school with a fellow by the name of Perry Tostenson? Down in Montevideo?
What year did he graduate?
He would have graduated 81, 82, right in there.
Yeah, I'm an 83. The name sounds familiar, but I don't know that I remember.
Okay.
So it sounds like he must have been older than I was.
Okay, yeah, I graduated in 82, and we when I joined the Navy, he was because our somebody said, you sound a lot like Perry Tostenson, and I didn't know him at the time when I first checked on board, and he told me he was from Montevideo, and I told him I was from Bismarck, and what the heck.
Right.
Anyway,
yeah, well, that's
I thought I'd bring that up.
I always wanted to fund Montevideo connections. That may be one. Andrew, thank you very much, and I've already texted the owner of McDonald's to see what the scoop is, so we'll see what we can find out, okay?
Very good.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Let us know when you find that out. We had a situation like that at a park in Bismarck a few years back. Remember that? And,
I do. Yeah.
We got that taken care of. So we like hearing when there's a flag in distress. We want to know. All right. Today is Giving Hearts Day, as you know. Eric Wilkie is here, the Chief Development Officer for Ann Carlson Center. Giving Hearts Day, an important day to them. But certainly the work they do 365 days a year is life-changing and pretty incredible. It has been for a lot of years. Eric, how are you? Nice to see you. Yeah.
Good to see you again.
We'll get that up. Oh, now I can hear you. Okay, good. So if someone says, tell me about the history of the Ann Carlson Center, what, when did it start? How did it begin? What do you do? What do you tell them?
Well, it's a long history here in the state. Started in 1941, out of Jamestown, started, just serving about 13 individual disabilities. And back in the 40s, 50s, even the early 60s, primarily a population that had a disability, but probably closer to polio, something similar like that. And back then there wasn't a lot of accessible schools, and so it was a school for children with disabilities. And then it just evolved over the years. Now the Jamestown site serves a very, very complex medically group of individuals, more so than they did back when they first started their history. And we've grown quite a bit over the last about over 10 years. In 2009, we were serving about 250 individuals just primarily in the Jamestown area. And now today, we're serving over 4,000 in 8 locations all across the state. And we do work with anyone who's got disabilities or delays in this area on the Red River Valley side. We do a lot of early intervention, behavioral health supports. We do some mental health supports, do some in-home and assist with families. We do some employment work up in Grand Forks to help individual disabilities, for some, find their first job ever, which, as we know, that's a great sense of purpose. And then we go as far west as Minot, North Dakota, Bismarck, North Dakota, Devil's Lake. We've got an amazing program that works with does some recreational work out in Botno at the Botno Winter Park called Annie's House.
I love that place.
It's a great location.
Yeah.
And we do some stuff with Wounded Warriors there, too. So we do a lot of work with individuals with disabilities. Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, I think I mentioned, and then obviously our hub in Jamestown. And we were just recently in Moorhead here about a year ago. We went over to Moorhead to help with some, do some mental health work with people on the autism spectrum. So we like to say we're closer than you think, doing more than you know. And got, you know, almost 80 years of working with individual disabilities, and we're just proud to be here in the state, proud to have an impact, and excited about Giving Heart State today.
Who was Ann Carlson?
Dr. Ann was, not many people know her, which is too bad, but she's one of the winners of the Rough Rider Award. Is that what it's called?
Again? Yeah.
Yep, yep. She was born in the early 1900s without limbs below the elbows or below the knees. And, you know, back in that time, many of those children born in that manner may have been put into an institution. But her family really embraced her as part of the family. And that kind of resilience that she grew up with, kind of knowing that she, you know, her father used to say, you know, a good mind will make up for two legs and two arms any day of the week. And so she went and got her education and was offered a job at the Ann Carlson Center in 1941. So she opened up the school with us in Jamestown, and eventually through her leadership and her efforts continued to get promoted, and then we eventually named the entire organization after her. And she has since passed on in the early 2000s, but a legacy that we feel obligated to uphold and to make sure we care for individuals in our communities and our state with disabilities.
What if there was not an Ann Carlson Center? That's what you need to ask yourself, because the kind of care you do is so important to so many families, and the burdens that would be there without it, which is a good question to ponder on Giving Hearts Day, because as you're looking for a charity worthy of your dollars, certainly Ann Carlson Center belongs in that camp. What will you do with the dollars raised today?
Dollars raised today really help us to ensure that we're able to continue to grow our programs, and that's something that obviously with the growth in services the last 10 years, we're willing to go to where the needs are, and it's been that support that's been able to allow us to do it. It also is the difference between being a good organization. Like many human service organizations, we do receive some government money from Medicaid, private insurance, but it's that would make a good program. But what we do with the donations that we receive is we make it a great program. We're able to do different things all across the state. One example is something we're going to be doing here that we've done in Grand Forks. We're going to do one in Dickinson this year, and we're going to do one in Fargo this year, is we do a bike camp where we work with kids for a week-long bike camp, and we teach them how to ride bike. And about 85% of the kids involved in that program learn how to ride bike within 5 days. And it's something you take for granted, but individual disabilities, it's something they should get accomplished too.
Just like the skiing at the...
Just like it, yeah.
Botno.
You get to play.
Yeah, that's great. Honor Dr. Ann Carlson's memory today and all of her unbelievable grit. And go to givingheartsday.org. Make a donation today for the Ann Carlson Center.
Can I mention one quick thing, though?
We'll do it after the break.
Okay,
make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th. It's great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000. Or toll free at 800-343-0093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of the Iowa Democratic Party is resigning after last week's caucus debacle there. Troy Price saying in a resignation letter that his presence as chairman makes it more difficult for the party there to move forward from the caucuses. A coding error in an app led to a significant delay in reporting the results. A former party chairman in Polk County, Iowa, says of Price's decision,
he operated with some class. He took responsibility for what happened, and he didn't blame anybody else.
Tom Henderson there speaking to CBS News. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo will be at the White House to meet with President Trump today on the federal decision to block New York residents from the Trusted Travelers program because it now allows illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses. A magnitude 6.9 earthquake struck off the coast of northeastern Japan earlier, but there's no reports of major damage. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. 28 before the top of the hour. We'll finish our conversation with Eric Wilkie from the Ann Carlson Center. You had a comment related. You said one more thing you wanted to add. I wanted to give you the time to do that.
So. Yo, thanks, Scott.
Not over the music.
Yes. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt, too. But, you know, I wanted to share some special thing that we're doing today at Ann Carlson. You know, like many charities, we're going to be doubling gifts all day today.
Okay.
But Ann Carlson's got a real special thing happening. From 3 to 6 p.m. today, we're going to be tripling gifts.
Oh, my.
And we're able to do that because Bank Forward and their Forward Foundation has agreed to triple gifts up to $50,000 from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. today. So 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. today online, givingheartsday.org. Choose Ann Carlson and we'll triple your gift. And so I just wanted to share that with folks out there. What a great day. Find a charity. If you don't have one, Ann Carlson would love you to be a supporter for us. But we are tripling gifts from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
So mark that on your calendar, see, and your $100 just became $300.
That's right.
You know, Carlson Center, thanks to Mark Brown and the team at Bank Forward. That's fabulous.
Yep.
That's great. All right. Well, you guys have a fun time, and I'm sure I'll see you a little later over at the festivities.
Wonderful.
They've got Giving Hearts Day TV even going
today.
They do.
Crying
out loud. It's kind of crazy. So good to see you. Thanks
a
bunch.
Thanks, Scott. Bye-bye.
Ann Carlson Center does a lot of good work, and we appreciate what they do. The Chief Development Officer, Eric Wilkie, with us today on the program. Okay, so did we finish on Greta Thunberg?
I hope so.
That's how I say it.
Thunberg.
Yeah. So did we pick up some news that it's coming to Fargo?
Are we putting that on the side of your place? Oh.
No.
No. You're not going to put it on the side of this guy in an house there.
So here's the deal. I am, you know, Greta Thunberg, you know, is from Sweden, but she is entitled, I guess, to come to the United States and say anything she wants or anything that her dad tells her to say or whatever. They're clearly using her as a poster child. I don't care. It's America. The words don't harm me. It's no big deal. But when she's advocating for the destruction of the economy of North Dakota, I think you need to be a little careful when you attach your business to that brand. Right? Because, again, to celebrate her as some sort of icon who was, you know, at the UN. And, again, she's being used, and I'm not real big on that, but it is America. If she decides it's okay, her parents think it's okay, whatever.
Well, some of it isn't even that big a picture. Some of downtown Bismarck remembers Dapple and the terrorization that went on during that. And so that kind of harkens back to that, and it's not a good thing to have brought up. It's like, don't go there.
It's a good point, Todd. It's a good point. That you're ripping open a wound that is still raw in North Dakota, number one, just on the whole protest side of things. So
exactly.
That's number one. But number two, I don't care if you live in, Pembina, or you live in, Hedinger, you know, whatever corner, Watford City, you know, Crosby, all the way down to Wahpeton, here's the deal. If somebody is advocating the destruction of our economy, they're not going to get many shout-outs from me. They're not going to get many kudos. And any business should wake up to realize, look, you can think that's all wonderful and nice. She's advocating the destruction of our economy.
If put that artwork in your office, but don't put it on the side of the building where everybody has to deal with it.
Exactly. Exactly, exactly right. All right, then I have one other... I thought I had an answer on the McDonald's thing. I don't. So I would read that to you. I have a little bit of news I want to get to. And then any other questions or comments you have are welcome. 701-258-0550. Kevin has been tasked with listening, watching, paying attention to The View today, where Joe Biden was the exclusive guest. And I can just, I can't hardly wait to find out how Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg grilled him. Why are you laughing? What?
Oh, the tough questions were asked.
Were they really? Oh, yeah. Were they really after him?
Yeah. I got a cue one up here. It's ridiculous. It was all just
pablum.
Do you think the media is the problem?
I only heard during the break that he called Rudy Giuliani a thug, and he said Republicans were picking on Pete because he was gay. Yeah, and that's of course from. One comment from Rush Limbaugh yesterday. It's not, none of the candidates have said anything. It just is, they love the victim game, ladies and gentlemen. They play it better than anybody. They play two victims. They want you to be a victim. And they love saying that they're victims. And that's their game. It's identity politics. Identity politics. That's what they're for.
One thing he did say, I can't wait to get him on the debate stage.
Who?
Trump. Well, I thought, dude, that's like saying I can't wait to get in the ring with Mike Tyson. Oh, yeah, he can't wait.
Well, here's a question I have. His argument, right, is that he's the electable one.
Yeah.
Right? Bernie can't be electable. They're going to label him a socialist. You know, Elizabeth Warren is way out there. So if you don't elect him,
you're done.
You don't pick him as the nominee, then you're going to have someone who's not electable. Well, we've had two elections. Won a caucus and won a primary, and he's got his butt kicked. So if he's not even electable among Democrats, how can he be electable nationwide? Am I wrong? I'm a little confused.
Mm-hmm.
Doug's on the road, wants to weigh in here at 258-0550. Go ahead, Doug. What's on your mind?
Well, you were just talking about Greta Thunberg and DAPL and all that. There's been quite a number of times already since DAPL that they've had some really good entertainment down at the casino that I would have loved to gone to see. But when I think about how many millions of dollars that cost us and they backed it, I just won't go there.
Well, you're not alone. There's a lot of folks that have held that view. I personally have said, you know, then you're taking it out on the workers down there. Rather than, you know, anybody else. So I do see those situations as walled off, but I know that other people have felt that way. Again, emotions are going to be raw when somebody's advocating the destruction of our economy, you know?
Yeah, and it just, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but way back when the Pilgrims came over, that whole socialism thing was tried.
I'm
going back quite a ways, and I'm not a young kid by any stretch of the imagination, but my memory is still pretty good. I mean, we learned about this in school.
Here's the thing. You learned about it in school. Not enough kids today do. I don't think they realize, you know, they don't know what socialism is. Do you think the average, 15 to 25-year-old even here in North Dakota, knows what socialism's all about? Knows what that would mean? I don't think they do.
Sadly, I think you're right. I don't think they do know.
What does that say about
our schools?
Yeah, I don't, where's the priorities there? I don't know. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate the call. Norman, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, with
concerning this Coal Creek, a little bit of a history lesson here. And when the Falkirk mine started out, Bob Murray put all the employees on a salary. And therefore, they had the same pension benefits and everything else as the board of directors and all the way through. And then about 5 years ago, the North American Coal Corporation divorced themselves from all the pension plans and said that each mine is going to have to pick up its own pension. And, of course, I've worked here for a long time, and everybody that was included in the pension plan now is now drawing from it. And the pension liabilities are paid by Falkirk Mining Company. Coteau is paid by Coteau. Every mine they have has to take care of their own pension now. And if the Coal Creek closes and the mine goes away, so do all the pensions. So a new person or a new company would start up, and they would not incur any of that pension liability. And I received a letter from them about 5 years ago, you know, telling me that they were, North American was going to divorce themselves from the pensions. And I'm thinking that just get ready because here it comes. And I talked to Randy Christman about it to see if the Public Service Commissioner could do, or Public Service Commission could do anything. And this is about 3 years ago I did that. And he didn't think that there was much that they could do, but he was going to check. And I never followed up on it. But I'm guessing the biggest reason is they want to get rid of paying pensions for the people who are no longer there. Now, all the new hirees are the last several years, from what I've heard, is they're no longer included in the pension plan. But what they do is they'll put in into the 401k, they put in a lot more than what they did for us, if the employee is smart enough to match it. So I've got a half a hunch that this is probably one of the things that's driving this talk.
Interesting. Well, I'll do a little poking around on that. Norman, I appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. Wes, your comments. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on Coal Creek. Scott, it's the only plant in the upper Midwest that produces DC power. In order for the consumer to use that power, they had to build a rectifier. It's in Minnesota, I believe, to convert it from DC to AC power. For a North Dakota company, Basin or MDU, to take over that plant, they would have to put in a DC AC rectifier that would cost millions of dollars. Right now, because they produce DC power, and when that plant was put in, it was a pretty big deal because you can put power on the line, DC power on the line, with less loss and ship at greater distances. Now, because of the radical environmental, you know, cause in Minnesota and east of the Mississippi River where that power was sent to, they don't want coal-fired power. And so they just don't want it. They want all renewable energy, and that's it. And Scott, the second thing is, I realize everybody talks about all of the above energy sources. The reality of it is gas is taking away coal's ability to be that base load. And power plants are being shut down. Coal-fired generating stations are being shut down, or they're sitting there idle. They're not producing power. And if a company has a power plant that, because of line loading due to gas and wind energy, which goes on the grid first, they can't afford for that power plant to sit there without producing power. So it's a situation where that base load is disappearing.
Yeah, and I don't think the consumer understands what that means. This is what worries me, because it's a different source. I mean, base load means always on, always there, no matter what. Polar vortex or anything else. That's why all of the above is truly important, but you're right. The environmental extremists have killed that, and that makes your power less reliable, folks. You know
Tioga that? Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
I had neck problems, and my friend Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 said, Scott, you have a hot tub. You bought it from us. Neck problems, back problems, you can help, right?
Definitely, you need to get in that. It's going to help loosen up the muscles. The blood's going to flow a little bit better. Everything good is going to happen from sitting in the hot tub. That's why you have it for days like when you have pain, when you don't sleep, when you can't walk. Sit in your hot tub. It'll do miracles.
Come see them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mine is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Huge savings on 2019 closeouts early. Seven remaining. Hurry before they're gone. I'm looking at a Sierra 1500 crew cab, four-wheel drive. Well, you have to have four-wheel drive, right? GMC Acadia, all-wheel drive SLT1, a new Buick Encore Essence, and there's more. 2019 closeouts. Hurry before they're gone. And a lot of the 2020s is 0% financing for 72 months. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Texter says the leftists got their way on refugees and probably will with changing the name of Custer Park and Bismarck. They were feeling pretty good, so they thought they putting another thumb in Burley County's eye with a Thunberg mural would be easy. Not this time.
By the way, okay. Speaking of Custer Park, there was a meeting last night. My wife went, Yeah, there were only four people there. The group that wanted to change the name. So they said, well, we're not giving up. We're still pounding forward. Okay.
Another says, don't be fooled. Balkowicz is a big leftist.
True.
Accurate statements.
Talented artist, but yeah, I mean, if he's going to make political statements, they are going to come off the left. They definitely are.
Texter says, Coal Creek does not generate DC power. They produce AC and convert it to DC for transmission. All right, a little difference of opinion on that. Chris Berg is here, the host of Point of View on KX4, 6:30 every weekday evening in the east, West Dakota Fox at 9:30. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Giving Hearts Day, my friend.
Happy Giving Hearts Day to you. by the way, just Joe Biden is on The View right now. And Kevin is monitoring it. Is anything
you are so paying me more for this.
Yeah.
I was going to say, are you going home sick today, Kevin? I mean,
any sarcasm come out of this yet?
Nothing.
I did hear him say that the Republicans are ganging up on Pete because he's gay.
Well, his wife's on, too. Is it Jill? Jill Biden?
Dr. Jill, yeah, I love
her. Oh, she pulled the heartstrings big time about people going after her son.
Oh, yeah.
Her son is awful. You go after someone's son, it's just awful.
By the way, I have a theory here.
Yeah.
I have a theory that Jill Biden is at Joe Biden's side always because Joe's not exactly clicking on all cylinders here.
I think I would agree.
Yeah.
Let's make sure he's not, you know, massaging anybody's shoulders or breathing in their ear or anything.
Chris,
like that.
Do you agree with me? Do you think that that she's there to kind of just? I mean, she's on The View answering questions. I mean, that's less time for him to have to talk, and he's the one on the
bus. Well, his campaigning isn't working.
That question was for Chris. What do you think, Chris?
I think they know that, hey, if they're going to win, they're going to have to get the female votes. So obviously, you're going to want to have your wife there with you as much as you can. And I had the GOP national spokesperson on last night, and I don't know if Joe's going to get past Super Tuesday. Do you?
Well, isn't his argument, I was talking to Todd about this earlier, and Kevin, I guess, his argument is that he's the electable one. He's supposed to be, you need me, because if it's Bernie, you're going to be in bad shape. He can't even get elected on the Democratic primary and caucus, two states, he's way down. So he's kind of lost the electable argument. I don't know. He also said Rudy Giuliani was a thug. Yeah. The left is freaking out, meltdown time, over the Justice Department and its decision regarding the recommended sentence on Roger Stone. Here's my question to you. All right. From what I understand from the reporting on this, prosecutors, swamp dwellers, Mueller leftovers say, okay, bosses, we're going to recommend this. I don't know what the number was, but it was like 5 years or something, okay? Then they recommend 10. So the bosses go, wait a minute, you told us it was going to be 5, and now it's 10. We're going to go back and say it should be 5. That's what's appropriate in this case. That's without any President Trump involvement, anything else. He says, President Trump, good job. Now they say, oh, impeach him. And meanwhile, the judge decides anyway. This is just a recommendation. Why is this a big deal?
What do you think is really going on here, Scott?
Well,
do you want me to give you my theory?
I think Donald Trump's taking on the swamp, and I think he got to keep doing this and doing this and doing this and to care less about the politics and how much they squeal. That's my theory.
Here's my theory. It's no mistake that it came out after the acquittal. And what I mean by that specifically is the fact that they tried the Russia collusion. They tried Ukraine. None of that stuff worked. This was a total setup by the prosecutors to say, we're going to go for 7 to 9 years, which everybody knows is egregious. Then the department can step in. Then they can go and walk away, look like they're the martyrs, if you will. And now what do you hear from the left? We need to impeach Barr, because I think they're freaking out because they know that Special Prosecutor Durham is going to bring the goods. And you're going to see some people in orange at some point. And so this was a way to make it murky, try to get rid of Barr, bring somebody else in, possibly get rid of Durham. It was a total setup.
As many of these things are these days, sadly. Luke and Fargo.
Exactly.
Luke and Fargo, what's your take? You're in on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Just calling on, you were talking about the flags at the old McDonald's on Main.
Yes.
Just drove past there, and they are no longer up. So someone went ahead and took them down.
That didn't take long, did it? The power of radio, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. All right, that's beautiful. Well, I texted the owner shortly after that tag, or while that call came in, but I was waiting for a reply. Maybe they just ran down there and took him down. That's the right thing to do. Thanks, Luke. Appreciate that. That's awesome. That is that's good news. Glad to hear it. We have news that the Spirit Lake Nation, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, other plaintiffs, and the North Dakota Secretary of State have announced an agreement in principle to settle the lawsuits related to tribal IDs for voting and other ballot access concerns of the Native American residents in North Dakota. Evidently, it will ensure that all Native Americans who are qualified electors can vote. We'll get some more details on that, but that's just coming out now as well. All right, folks, we'll take a little break. We'll come back in less than 24 hours and do this all over again. For Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, Chris Berg, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
We'll be watching tonight. God bless.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and today's Light on Liberty celebrates you, a citizen of these United States. 242 years ago, our founding fathers imagined that you should live your dreams. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights establishes the foundation of individual liberty endowed by a creator, that all men are free, and no man can take that away. I say dream big and never stop working until you attain your success. I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.